Hey, listen, that's where your show is called Weirdo.
That's it. Weirdos. I'll do it.
All right. Stay tuned to his show, everybody.
Weirdos.tv, everyone.
Okay.
Thanks, Fred.
I'll see you on Staten Island.
Thanks to man.
All right.
I wrote the first song. Anyway, now I know where our surprise guest is. Look at this. Oh, wait till you get a load of this guy. No, it's not me. I was just walking down the street and said, hey, why don't you come in? I said, all right. Free drinks? Count me in. The gentleman's name is Jeremy X. He's live every night on www.weirdos.tv. Tonight you will be subjected to 5 minutes of weirdness that will be enough to infect you. And you can call his number, which is 1-800-WEIRDOS, which is 934-7367. You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. And you can join in and become a true weirdo. Let's welcome the head of Weirdo himself, Jeremy X.
Hello out there. Welcome to Weirdos TV. I am your host, the head weirdo, Jeremy X. What are you doing out there? I can't see, but I keep wondering, what exactly are you doing right now as you're watching me? You must contact me immediately and inform me of all your activities. No, I really want to know. It's very limited here in the Weirdos TV environment. And I'm stuck here forever. Seriously. I mean, Sometimes I'm happy, you know, about that. I really, there's nowhere I'd rather be, you know. And in some sense, I'm everywhere. But other times it's completely maddening. Anyway, I've decided that everything is much better when I decide that this was a good choice. This place. This existence. I put myself here. There's no doubt about that. I certainly wouldn't want to try to blame anybody else for this. This is the classic prison of my own devising, personal hell or heaven or whatever. This is it for sure. I'm not dead, though. At least not yet. I may be dreaming, but it never ends. So that's not quite the same, is it? It's sort of like my imagination was when I had a body like you all do, but it's not under my control as much as that. Well, what knowledge do I have, really, about my state of being? I know I'm a head, and other people enter into my world through technology, and my environment is also based on some sort of technology. It's the machines, you see. The machines are making me do this. Well, that's not true. They asked me, and I agreed. I knew it was my destiny to help them. To help them speak to you people in the past. My computer told me to do it. He hates it when I ascribe human feelings to him or it, but I think he begged me to do it. I couldn't resist the absurdity of it. I mean, what would you do? What the fuck? What the fuck? Ah. Oh.
into the show. 1-800-WEIRDOS. 1-800-WEIRDOS. Call now. 1-800-WEIRDOS. That doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? 1-800-WEIRDOS. 1-800-WEIRDOS. Weirdos.com. Welcome to Weirdos TV. Please Skype Weirdos 999 to be on the show anytime. Skype us at Weirdos 999. Weirdos 999 Skype. And Skype into the show, Weirdos 999. That's right. You can Skype into the show. Right now. Skype into the show. Right now. Right now. Skype into the show right now. Weirdos 999.
I've got a secret. Don't try to guess what it is, because I'll never tell you. And don't go shouting things out, hoping that I might reveal the secret, because I'm very good at concealing my thoughts and feelings, as all my ex-girlfriends can tell you. But it is an important secret. It is a secret that you do want to know, even you over there. You want to know this secret, but I absolutely must not tell you. I mean, I got into so much trouble even talking about this secret. It's just not worth it. In fact, I've decided that not only am I not going to tell you the secret, I think I have to forget the secret entirely. And I'm good at that, actually. I happen to be very good at both remembering and forgetting. So it's not going to be a problem. And if I told you, you see, it would be a problem, because not only are you probably not as skilled at forgetting as I am, but, you know, this happens to be the hardest thing to forget. So you'd probably wander around in a kind of a stupor, you know, and that would alert everyone who saw you that you had come to understand some sort of great intrinsic truth that made it impossible for you to continue in your blind assurance of an objective reality that you used to believe in. And of course, you would feel compelled to share the secret with those people who showed concern for the gaunt look in your eyes. And then pretty soon, everyone would know the secret, because it is, after all, the most important piece of knowledge to enter a human brain. So it would spread across the universe, across the world, in a very short amount of time. And pretty soon, it would just be common knowledge, and everyone would know the secret. And, well, that would be the end of existence. At that point, the universe itself would collapse. Life as we know it would no longer exist. Everything we know would be gone. So I have resigned myself to keeping silent, and in fact, I've already forgotten the secret. So I can't tell you the secret right now or any time in the future. So the whole chain of events leading to the doom of existence that I just described will never happen. Not because of my actions, anyway. The human condition is in no jeopardy because of me. You're welcome. Okay. So
first place. It's amazing.
To explore a whole new world. I just don't feel normal. My friends are nice, but they just don't get me.
I feel like such a weirdo!
Where do you go to be understood. I found this online show. I can call in. I can express myself. Be on TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.com. Sometimes a stranger can be your best.
Hello. Welcome back to the show. Weirdos TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos TV.
This is the song that God sings when it's time to go back to Earth, all right? So imagine you're in hell. I guess that's not too hard. Well, it's time for your journey back to Earth. And I hope you have learned from where you've been that the things you've so long been afraid of are no more than the shadows unseen. And it's time that you look to the future and go on to the next step you might. And it's time that you put away childish fears and step up to live in the light. Yes, it's time for a paradigm shift. Oh, well, it's time for a paradigm shift. Well, it's time for your journey back to Earth, so sit back and get ready to go. 'Cause soon you'll return to the ones that you love and share with them all you now know. It's time to face up to the music and the pain of reality and the difficult simplicity that makes up your world. Yes, it's time to go back with me. Yes, it's time for a paradigm shift. Oh, well, it's time for a paradigm shift.
Having some serious questions about existence. I mean, seriously, are you sure about this? Because I am not. I'll tell you that right now. I know everything looks like it exists, but I'm just not convinced. I don't know what it is. It's something about the nature of everything. It makes me feel like I'm being duped somehow. Like there's a joke that I'm not in on. You know when you get that feeling that there's a whole other level to what's going on that you are not privy to? I always feel that way. It's just about how little of any given thing is empty. So much of everything is nothing. It's all spinning around, little bits whirling around. And the closer the scientists get to seeing the essence of things, the more reality seems to break down. It's my theory that the smaller you get, the closer you get to the edge of the universe, inside.
It's better now than it was before. I don't know why it is. I only know I didn't see. It's better now than I hoped it would. I didn't know I could. I only knew I wanted to you be better now than I was before. Tried to be like you, didn't really make me too much better now. Better now than I hoped I'd be. I didn't have a chance, I only had to see if it was better now than the way it was. And each and every day I knew that I can do a whole lot better now. So much better now than I thought I might. I'm glad at least I tried, at least I do not lie, I sigh. It's better now, though I miss you still. I'm glad we had our time, and thinking of it makes it all much better now. So thanks so much. And while we're out of touch, I know we can't do very much better now.
It's so wrong, it's so wrong.
To the other world.
and I hope you'll join me there sometime. It's really much, much more fun than it is here. I know you guys are probably very happy in your sort of regular existence and everything, but I promise you, normality is just not as much fun as being weird. So, thank you. So, I just want to leave you with one parting thought. It's kind of a key. The key to enjoying it is paying attention. Good night.